Thanks, Jason. Yes, at Aldershot Garrison Sports Centre for the ladies squash training weekend for the armed forces. Tri-service one as well, which is fantastic. With me is the organiser, Captain Elaine Radcliffe. Elaine, tell us exactly what's happening this weekend.
So we've got a full weekend, Saturday and Sunday, of squash coaching delivered by our four top men players who've come down, given up their weekend to impart their knowledge and skills to the girls starting out. They're all level one coaches, and the girls that we've got here are mixed between advanced players who already play for the army team to absolute beginner novices who've never picked up a racket before. In fact, you know, I've had three rackets taken out and the girls are just loving it.
Yeah, they certainly seem to be loving it. They're in all their different little squash courts getting different tactics and training sessions here. So what's the real main reason behind the weekend?
So there's not enough grassroots squash developing going on, and if the army team have turned up to inter-services competitions previous years and not had Navy, I think, struggled to put out a team this year. The RAF have struggled for the last couple of years as well to field a full team of five, and I think that what we need to do is encourage more girls to play squash so that we've got more competition, and a healthy competition throughout the year I think will be beneficial to this.
With me now is Captain Rosie Hamilton, one of the top Army ladies squash players in the Army team. So Rosie, tell us how you find the weekend so far.
It's been good. It's great really to see so many new players out and so many of our existing squad out. You know, we've got almost 20 players on the courts for the day, which is probably a record. So yeah, no, it's good.
And what would you say benefits are of this weekend?
I think the big one for me is that we've got so many coaches out. So we've got four coaches from the Army men's team and myself and Elaine doing some coaching, and it means a lot of the players can really have some kind of quality time with people so they can work on their technique and hopefully learn some skills that they can go away with, practice, and then improve in their own time as well.
And hopefully encourage some ladies to start participating more in the sport.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's the big one. I think everyone has this idea that to play sort of army level sport, you've got to be amazing at it. And that's not the case at all. You know, we're absolutely keen for players of all levels to come and join. And really, I'm sure there's some really talented squash players out there who we just haven't discovered yet. So that's what we're really trying to do.
And it's the end of season for you. How would you sum up your season?
That's been good. It's been a good season. Started off with a combined services tour to Sydney in August. I managed to retain the combined service individual championship despite some pretty stiff competition from amongst the rest of the army team. And yeah, we've seen, you know, we've had two teams playing in the Berkshire League, which is really good. So yeah, I think really that this year has been about kind of getting more people playing, getting more people involved, and we've been really successful with that.
Now the weekend is encouraging novices, complete novices, to have a go at the training weekend for squash. And from the RAF is Corporal Stephanie Fry. So Stephanie, what made you decide to come along to this weekend?
Well, it seemed like a really great opportunity. It seemed very well organised. Elaine, who organised it and got in touch with me, was so lovely. She gave me all the information I needed. I was like, this seems easy, let's give it a go. And now that I'm here, it's fantastic. It's a brilliant opportunity.
So is this something you always wanted to do, squash, or is it something you never thought about?
I played a lot of tennis when I was younger. I don't like playing it during the winter, so I just thought I'd give squash a go and see how I get on, and absolutely fantastic, love it.
And it's great the Army coach has given up their time to be here to give you top tips. Are you learning a lot?
Amazing, so much. I mean, we've only been here half a day and I feel like my skills have improved massively. Amazing.
And would you recommend it to your friends?
Without a doubt, yes. Yeah, I'm gutted that I couldn't get anybody else from the RAF to come with me, but I'll definitely speak very highly of it and everybody that's involved in organising it.
Back with Elaine now. So Elaine, just sort of sum up the weekend, sort of the long-term aims of the weekend.
So this weekend is part of England Squash's campaign to try and really encourage girls to take up squash, and they've got a Squash Girls Can campaign going alongside the national programme of This Girl Can, which is nationally run for all sports to encourage girls to attend. And actually this is part of it. You know, we've, in conjunction with England Squash, we're really trying to encourage girls to take up squash, not just in the armed forces but within the community, and this is just one step that we're taking towards that.
Alright, fantastic. Well, Elaine, thanks for joining us and enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thank you.
So that's it from the Aldershot Garrison Sports Centre at the Armed Forces Ladies Squash Training Weekends. I'm Richard Wyeth.